Co-applicant boards must also meet HRSA requirements for board composition, which are outlined in Chapter 20, Board Composition of the HRSA Health Center Compliance Manual. First, the board must have at least 9 and no more than 25 members. Second, 51% of the health center board must be patients served by the health center. Remember, this requirement is the essence of the Community Health Center program. The Health Center Program Compliance Manual does allow for waivers in the event the health center serves a special population such as homeless, migrant and seasonal farm workers, or public housing residents and meets certain other requirements. For more information, please see the Health Center Program Compliance Manual. Third, non-patient health center board members must be representative of the community served by the health center and selected for their expertise in relevant areas such as community affairs, local government, finance and banking, legal affairs, trade unions, and other commercial and industrial concerns or social service agencies within the community. Non-patient board members cannot derive more than 10% of their annual income from the healthcare industry. The Health Center Board of Directors decides the definition of healthcare industry. Fourth, a Health Center board member may not be an employee of the Health Center's spouse, child, parent, brother, or sister by blood, marriage, or adoption. In the case of public agencies with co-applicant boards, this includes employees or immediate family members of both the co-applicant organization and the public agency component. So, for example, department, division, or sub-agency in which the health center program project is located. And fifth, the health center project director of the health center program may be a non-voting ex officio member of the board. While it is not required, the Public Center monograph highlights that it is generally recommended that the Health Center Co-applicant Board be formally incorporated. Such incorporation is beneficial both because the independent status elevates the stature of the co-applicant and maximizes its accountability, and because it enables the co-applicant to do functions reserved to incorporated entities, such as receive and disperse funds and hire staff. For example, if the co-applicant is incorporated, it can conduct independent fundraising and compete for grants that may not be available to public agencies, such as foundation funding.